You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And we are ready to go again this morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Plus, again, all of our interviews, including the one we're going to have here in just a moment, is also available on YouTube, on the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. So you can go back and listen to all of our discussions there as well. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more from you coming up in just a few minutes, but first we're very happy to welcome across the table the Executive Director of NAMI Northwoods here in Wausau, Tracy Schlegel. Tracy, nice to meet you and thank you for coming in.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
We've had discussions with Cheryl previously.
Yes.
and been able to learn more about the work that you do at NAMI Northwoods. And today we're focusing, and it's a very interesting topic, and Cheryl actually sent me an article about it. I was looking at it. I told you I'm not going to try to pronounce it, because even though I'm a professional, I know when it's beyond my talents. What is the term that we're going to be talking about real quickly?
We are going to talk about anosognosia. It's a fantastic word to learn. It unfortunately means bad things, really.
And the thing that jumped out right away in reading the article is that this is some of the toughest situations that you have to deal with, and there's a lot of tough situations with mental illness, but the idea here is that this is a case where you can tell somebody that they need help in some way, but they don't believe it. Is that bottom line?
That is the bottom line. Anosognosia is a lack of self-awareness. It's not realizing that you might be sick. I've been drawing a connection lately to dementia, because it's a very similar degrading factor in your brain. And people get to a point in dementia where they don't know that there's something wrong with them. Unfortunately, with mental illness, especially serious mental illness like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, sometimes severe cases of major depressive disorder, the same symptom can set in. Just you don't have a realization that anything is wrong.
And the thing that kind of jumped out as well is that it puts the people that love this person the most in a position where that person probably thinks they're out to get them, that they're telling you these things that they know are not true. You may not, you know, and when I say they know it's not true, it's like the person that is suffering through whatever illness it may be is certain there's not a problem. And
yes.
And it's like, you know, two rocks coming together, that's where you start in
yes.
this whole situation, correct?
Yes. And we already, you know, one of the first barriers we face with mental illness, especially in a loved one, someone that we care about, is it's difficult for those people that love them to be involved in their care because of the recognition that even though people live with mental illness, they're still people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went through a bad time in our country where people were institutionalized, terrible things were done. And so there was a big emphasis put on human rights for people that lived with mental illness. So when someone has anosognosia, if they don't recognize that they need help, it's very difficult to get them help because the belief that has been put in place for decades is that if that's the way they want to live their life, they should live their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even for a person that doesn't have anosognosia, maybe someone who is just, as you said, paranoid about the people around them, not trusting people, doesn't want to see doctors, family members really can't help them get help, no matter how much they recognize that their loved one needs it.
Why does this happen? Because that's another area that I found very interesting here. Again, there's so many layers to it. That's, again, I
there
think
are.
one of the interesting
there are.
Why does this happen?
You know, brains are wonderful, they're mystical, and they're terrifying.
Yes.
And we just don't know enough about brains and how they work. Because it's unethical for us to, you know, pop one open while someone's using it and see what's happening. But when it comes to anosognosia, in the more severe mental illnesses that it is, can be a symptom of, we're finding that there's actual differences physically in how the brain is structured. Not enough work has been done to investigate that, like many other afflictions, but otherwise the cause is really unknown. I personally think that someone is just so embedded in the reality that their brain has created for them mm-hmm. that they don't recognize that that might not be the real reality.
It brings up, and this may be sort of outside the realm, it brings up a question. Based on your work, based on your studies, based on everything that you've dealt with in with Ms. Nobby Northwoods and anything else you've done, how do we take steps forward to understand maybe the brain a little bit better? Is there something that you've maybe come across that you would suggest maybe that we think about?
I think that right now we're in a very strange time. A lot of questions are being asked of science. Whether they're good questions or not is not for me to judge because I'm not a scientist.
Right.
But I've seen some more, I'm going to say, conspiratorial theories start spilling more prominently into mental health.
Into the mainstream.
Yes. And there are a lot of people that have issues with antidepressants, with certain treatments. And I think that, number one, until we throw more money into research for mental illness and causes and things like that, we won't get anywhere different. I am encouraged because they're recently coming out with new medications for serious mental illness like schizophrenia. And for a while, there were only two classes of drugs that treated schizophrenia. And the second class came about to combat the side effects of the first class. Sure. And they still have terrible side effects. But now I think we're starting to see, at least pharmaceutically, we're seeing a little work being done. Not enough, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I really think that the biggest gap right now is just funding for the research.
We will continue our discussion with Tracy Schlegel, the executive director of NAMI Northwoods, at 7:22. Coming up, it's a top of the hour information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, and we are continuing a conversation with Tracy Schlegel, the executive director of NAMI Northwoods. We're talking about a certain type of mental illness named anosognosia. And we're discussing ways that we can think about trying to find out more about the brain and how it works. You know, and I'm going to make a little editorial comment
here,
that sometimes it feels like too much of what is done is based on how can we make some money in the end of it instead
Absolutely.
Of trying to make people's lives better.
That's Absolutely. So you want an editorial. Let me go here
go for it.
So obviously we've been going through a time where we've been talking about cuts to Medicaid and things like that. Medicaid is one of the biggest providers for people that live with mental illness. I think the last statistic I saw was 1 in 3 people getting treatment were on Medicaid. Hmm. So obviously any cuts to that is going to be detrimental to anyone that lives with a mental illness or anybody that loves them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people ask me, you know, well, someone goes into a crisis and they go to a crisis center, an inpatient crisis center, but they're only there for 3 days. What good is that? And that's an excellent question. Because 72 hours isn't really a lot of time to get stabilized on medication if that's what you need. So that comes from way back when in the 60s when they closed down inpatient psychiatric facilities or asylums. Some legislation came of that where we wouldn't ever have asylums again. So what happens with Medicaid is after 3 or 5 days of inpatient mental health care, they stop paying. So that's why. Sure. There's only that short time. And really, in that short time, you need to convince someone that they need to keep going with the program or the plan that providers come up with.
Right.
And that's not always enough time.
No.
You know, and the other thing is there is also, because I always wondered, you know, why are these inpatient units so small? When you think of, you know, 16 beds to serve a whole county or two counties or more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a Medicaid thing. Anything past 16 beds is considered a hospital, and they won't pay.
Right.
So, you know, there are a lot of things that came from a good place, but now are really crippling us.
Again, we're talking to Tracy Schlegel, the executive director of NAMI Northwoods here on 98.9 WXCO. We have a patient or a person mm-hmm. who does not recognize that yeah. they're unwell. Yet, often family members who see it. What should family members be doing? What should they be thinking about in these situations?
Oh, you know, my heart, I get so many calls from family members, spouses, siblings. You know, this is what's happening with my brother, my sister, my daughter, my son. And it's heartbreaking. Because as a family member, there's just so little you can do. Unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because it is unfortunate that to get treatment, to be to have an emergency detention, to any kind of, I guess, maybe less than willing put into an inpatient situation, right. You have to be a danger to yourself or to others. Now, that's not always the case for someone that's very ill. I myself live with mental illness, and I know when I've been in crisis situations, I haven't been dangerous to others. I was suicidal at one point during one of my crises moments, but there was no space for me. So fortunately, I had a psychiatrist that found me a placement somewhere else. But, you know, there's...
But.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I had been doing all the right things. And my family was involved because, I have awareness. And, but, you know, just no space.
You're fortunate.
Yes, very.
I mean, and again, that's...
Very. I tell you what, you have to be pretty tough to live with any kind of mental illness. You really do. Because there's so much, like we've been talking about, there's so many people that don't recognize they need help. And I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying, you know, many of the homeless that we see around the Wausau area live with mental illness, probably many of them with serious mental illness. And, don't get me started on substance use, which oftentimes is born of living with mental illness, trauma. There's so much. But I wish that people would look at others and say, and not say what's wrong with you, but what's happened to you.
And also I think there's some, and I'm going to rip from the headlines here.
Yeah.
That there's this idea that only certain types of families or people
yes.
have to deal with this. And I think you can take what happened this weekend in California with yes. Rob Reiner
yeah.
and his son. And you talk about, you know, the axis of substance abuse and
yep.
mental illness.
Yeah.
It strikes everybody, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It doesn't, you know, your physiological composition doesn't depend on
what your bank account looks like.
Exactly. Or, you know, which city you were raised in or what farm you grew up on. It doesn't matter. What people need to remember is that mental illness is an illness, and we just don't know enough about brains to know why people get it, but anybody can get it. The statistic is 1 in 5, I think, since the pandemic, though I think we can probably safely go to 1 in 4.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're in a room with 100 people, the odds are that 25 people in there live with mental illness.
And there's always so different, again, layers of it. I mean, yeah. I think we all have moments in our lives where it just feels like there's something that's not quite right.
Absolutely. You know, and the definition of when you need help is when it starts to interfere with your daily life. You know, if, say, just, I'm going to use you for an example. Sure. Say that the only place you feel safe is in this room, mm-hmm. and you really don't ever leave it, there might be something going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll have a few more minutes with Tracy Schlegel of NABI Northwoods at 7:52 here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, and this morning we are talking to Tracy Schlegel, the Executive Director of NABI Northwoods, focusing on mental illness and talking a little bit in different directions about some of the issues that both the person that is suffering and also the family around them is also dealing with as well. Something else, again, reading about this, again, talking about folks that just don't have the awareness of the issues within their own lives is how to talk to them. And I found it very interesting. There are ways that are more successful in trying to get down that road to getting a loved one or a family member help. Yeah. How you talk to them. Could you maybe talk a little bit about that?
Yes. A lot of times I went to school. I've worked in different capacities of caring for people that live with mental illness. And I've had my own experiences with what works and what doesn't. Being, heavy-handed with your words, not always the best way to go. I always think of good interactions with police and bad interactions with police. And the good interactions with police are the ones that where the police officer has a little empathy, a little compassion. And you're not a lot of times these people have their own reality going on. Mm-hmm. But the key to that is to not necessarily agree with that reality, because sometimes it can be more confusing when they maybe gain a little more clarity. Mm-hmm. But instead, it's a matter of distract and really keeping things a little lighter, making sure that you're speaking to someone in a way that they can understand you. I catch myself using, I had a college professor that called them, half-dollar words when a nickel word would be fine. and I catch myself now even where I'm like, no, this is, we need to, I don't want to say dumb it down, but we need to keep things simple.
And also people just don't want to be told what to do. I don't care whether you're suffering through a situation of, you can call it mental illness, or whether you're not. We don't want to be saying, you have to take this medication, you have to do this, you have to do that. Very interesting in terms of some of the examples I was reading about how you want to put it in a way that allows them to make the decision.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be able to, steer their own ship.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what's happening, no matter what your health condition might be. Everyone wants to be able to make their own choices.
And something else that kind of wrapped up what I was reading was talking about patience and persistence.
Yeah.
That, bottom line, it's not easy. It's something that you're not going to be able to. I think sometimes when you think about the idea of intervention, sometimes it's like, we have one big meeting and then all of a sudden they're going to do something. It usually doesn't work that easily, does it?
No. Do you remember that show on A&E, Intervention, from way back when? They weren't always super successful, and there's a reason for that, because we're all, deep down inside or not, we're all we're all rational thinking people. And quite honestly, if someone's going to come at you, especially when you're already in a state where you maybe don't trust everyone, and say, really, this is good for you, you need to do this, it's going to be, oh, no, I don't.
Right. No, it's human nature in so many ways. Mm-hmm. Very interesting stuff. Is there anything else that we should be touching on before we wrap up this conversation? And I know that hopefully we'll have you and other folks from NABI Northwoods back to talk about similar issues and different issues. But before we wrap up this, I found it exceptionally interesting in reading about it. Anything we're missing here that we should touch on before we wrap this up?
You know, I think that, you know, when we're talking about anosognosia, we touched on a lot of things. We touched on anosognosia. We talked about homelessness. We talked about substance use, about how they can all go together. And again, I guess I would just want to reiterate, you know, I really wish that people would take the moment to not say what's wrong with them, but what's happened to them. Mm-hmm. Because I think that as much as we know a lot of what happens in our brains is genetic, we also need to take into account the lives that people have led. I mean, just being homeless on its own is traumatic. And those traumas do add up. It's not just a buzzword. It is an actual, you know, an actual contributing factor to people's health.
And for folks that would like maybe some aid in this process, are you and others at NAMI Northwoods available?
Yes. Yes, we are. Our office is located on Grand Avenue right next to the Dairy Queen, so you can always stop for a treat, too.
I drive down there every single day, and I see you guys. So
Yeah. We're open right now Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 3. In the new year, I'm going to also be available Tuesday evenings from 4 until 8. And we have resources for people. We're happy to just talk. Like I said, I live with mental illness, so I have kind of a plethora of experience that goes around the mental health industry. And if you just need a place to come and chill, hang out.
Which is fantastic. And again, it never hurts to ask questions.
That's right. That's right. And if someone wants to just have a conversation about anosognosia or anything else with mental health, more than happy to have you.
And you got a website.
NAMINorthwoods.org.
And again, as part of our show page, we'll have the podcast with our discussion here with Cheryl, and we'll have links as well to the topics and also to the website as well. So, outstanding. Tracy Striegel. I had Cheryl on my mind. Tracy Striegel, Executive Director of NAMI Northwoods. Thank you for coming in. Very interesting.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully, we'll be able to talk again sometime soon.
I hope so.
We will have further information about what we talked about on our show page. If you go to WXEO.FM and the news segment, you can see Morning Report with Chad Holmes, and we will have a podcast of this interview, plus some links to further information with NAMI Northwoods as well. So again, that'll be coming up at about 9 o'clock when we get our podcast and show notes up as well. It is almost 8 o'clock, 7:59. We are going to have an information update, and then our final hour this morning, we'll be back with Ian at 8:22. We'll have our number for the day quiz and a whole bunch more. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXEO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. WXEO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXEO. Online at WXEO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. Great discussion this morning. Really always terrific to talk to folks from NAMI Northwoods. And been really interesting discussions over the last couple of months that we've had with folks. And today it was really good to be able to talk to the executive director, Tracy Schlegel. And we will have that interview posted as a podcast on our show page coming up in just a few minutes. Also, you can also go to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com and go to the 98.9 WXEO channel. You can see and hear the interview uncut in its entirety, all in one sitting as well. So, again, really good stuff from NAMI Northwoods. And if you are having any sorts of issues that we talked about when it comes to your mental health, just check in with them. They have a lot of great information and a lot of folks that can help you out as well. Ian Welsh across the way. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Snowy start here in north central Wisconsin, so if you're out on the roads, take a little bit of extra time. That light snow makes things slick. Light snow right now, some fog, some mist out there. We expect the clouds to break up a bit as we get into the afternoon. Our snow should be ending not too long from now, maybe in the next hour or so. At least that's what the weather folks are saying. And then we'll have partly cloudy skies later in the day with a high of 33. Low of 22 tonight under mostly cloudy, and then tomorrow looking very nice, mostly sunny skies and 35 degrees. In fact, if you have some Christmas week travel plans after this snow goes through, It looks like it's going to be pretty dry until Christmas night. Maybe a chance of some rain actually on Christmas night. But other than that, it looks like the weather will be pretty nice and actually fairly mild compared to what we've been dealing with lately, with high temperatures in the mid to almost upper 30s. By the time we get to Christmas Day on Thursday.
Sounds pretty nice.
Coming up, we'll have your number for the day quiz. But right now, let's do it again with our WXEO holiday giveaway. And today, we are teaming up with our neighbors, literally right next door to us here in downtown Wausau, the Forward Beverage Company. And we have a prize from Forward Beverage. It's a gift from Forward Beverage. You'll just have to stop in there. I mean, if you know where we are, right here at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, right next door to us is Forward Beverage Company, and they will have a gift for you. They have premium non-alcoholic cocktails for every occasion. They say hang out without the hangover. So good stuff at Forward Beverage Company. Lots of stuff to check out there. So if you would like a gift from Forward Beverage Company, you can call in right now, 715-814-9330. And what number should we take, Ian?
Let's see. How about we do number six?
All right, call their number six. What we're going to do is we're going to open up these phone lines. Then if we got to take a moment to give Ian his number for the day quiz. So he may either put you on hold or the phone will keep ringing. So don't hang up if that occurs. But 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330 to win a gift from Forward Beverage Company here in downtown Wausau as part of our WXEO holiday giveaway. And we have a couple of more gifts coming up the next couple of days. We have the Chocolate Shop, which will be providing a terrific gift. And also we have Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau, which will be providing a gift as well. So we have a couple of more days. We're going to run up right till Christmas Eve. We will have shows tomorrow and Wednesday. And then we all be off for Christmas and the day after as we have special Christmas programming going from midday on Wednesday through Christmas Day and then through the 26th on Friday as well. So again, 715-814-9330 to call in and win with our WXEO holiday giveaway, a gift from the Forward Beverage Company.
I'm ready to take your calls.
Quick note that tonight we have high school hockey. In fact, we have hockey tonight as the Central Wisconsin Storm, 4-1-1 on the season, will take on Black River Falls. I'll be hitting the road for Black River Falls tonight. Big one. Top two teams in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And we'll have that one starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening faceoff at 7. And then tomorrow night, massive matchup as undefeated number one ranked in the state Stevens Point takes on undefeated number three ranked in the state Wausau West.
Ooh.
6 o'clock faceoff, 5:35 for the pregame. Right here on 98.9 WXCO. So why do we do this? Why am I going off on a winter night to Black River Falls tonight and then going to Stevens Point tomorrow for these hockey broadcasts? Why are we doing this?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only Woco wants a radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Darn right. Mm-hmm. All right, let's give you the number for the day quiz here. And again, the phones are open, 715-814-9330 to win that gift from Forward Beverage Company as part of the WXCO holiday giveaway.
That's right.
All right. Number of pizzas you need if you would help if you held a pizza party for everyone in the world.
The number of pizzas you would need.
If you held a pizza party for everyone in the world. Is it?
Okay.
1.766 billion.
Jeez.
2.766 billion. 3.766 billion. If you were to hold a pizza party for everyone in the world, how many pizzas would you need to order up? 1.766 billion, 2.766 billion, 3.766 billion.
You know what? I'm going to go with a B. A final answer, I'm going to go with the middle number.
You got it. One for one.
Nice.
We'll good see start. You tomorrow.
Yep. Happy Monday, everybody.
Folks, keep calling. We haven't got caller number six yet for that Forward Beverage Company gift certificate. 715-814-9330.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.